I know ACA reporting can feel like an annual migraine, forms, deadlines, penalties, oh my. But for once, the IRS has actually made things easier for you. No, really, this is good news. Some big changes just rolled out that can save you time, cut costs, and reduce compliance headaches. We're talking fewer paper forms, less scrambling for tax ID numbers, and get this, more flexibility with deadlines. Welcome back to Don't HR Alone podcast, where we tackle the complex, the confusing, the sometimes frustrating world of HR and payroll, making it manageable, practical, and maybe even enjoyable. I'm your host, Rami Alijil, CEO of People Processes, and I appreciate you tuning in. Today, we're diving into the five major changes in ACA reporting that are designed to make your life easier. This is all about Obamacare from all those years ago, the Affordable Care Act. It still affects all employers today. Through how it affected the insurance markets, and especially those that have more than 50 full-time equivalent employees. I'll break it all down and show you how to leverage these updates and share resources to help you hit the ground running. Oh, and don't worry, I've got a free resources page to help you navigate this transition. Stick around to learn how you can book a free consultation for personalized guidance tailored to your business needs. Let's dive in. So let's do a quick refresher. If you're an applicable large employer, ALE, under the Affordable Care Act, you're required to offer health insurance to your full-time employees. It has to be affordable, cover minimum essential coverage, and provide minimum value. If you don't, or if your coverage doesn't meet those ACA standards, you're going to face penalties from the IRS. On top of that, ALEs and some smaller employers need to file annual reports about their health coverage to show that they comply with that law. That's for the forms 1095C, 1095B, 1095A, come in, 1094B, CNA, come in. For years, the process of distributing these forms has been a source of headaches for businesses, especially when deadlines are tight and the rules keep changing. So here's the good news. Two new federal laws, the Paperwork Burden Reduction Act and the Employer Reporting Improvement Act, signed in December 2024, bring some much-needed relief. These changes really streamline reporting, give you more flexibility, and even reduce the risk of penalties. Let's break it down. So, what's new? One, optional distribution of Form 1095 and 1095 B and C. For years, you've been required to distribute these forms to every single employee or covered individual. You had to mail it. Now, you only have to send them if someone requests them. Instead of mass mailing the forms, you just need to post a notice on your website informing employees they can request it. Of course, paper notice is fine too, if that's better for you. And if they do, you get 30 days to provide it. Why this matters? Less printing, less postage, less hassle. Getting these out is just as much work as W-2s, if not more, because they're more complicated forms. If your compliance team has ever felt buried in paperwork, this is your moment to breathe easier. So work with your compliance team now to draft that notice that meets the IRS requirements. And of course, our free resources includes a sample notice template. Grab it from the episode description, and you drop in your email and we email you a copy. You get a whole access to a bunch of stuff on our website when you sign up that way. It's free. And it's just got tons of good information, including an example notice. Electronic distribution also got easier. Starting in 2025, you can distribute the 1095 B and C electronically as long as you get employee consent. And here's the kicker. Employees can revoke consent at any time, but they must do it in writing. So if your workforce is tech savvy, this can save time and resources while making things easier for employees to access. So if they ask you for a copy, and in that notice or in that request, you have a simple box, can I send it to your email? And they click that, boom, now you can email. You don't have to mail it even anymore. So this is really cool. You could also do a more blanket electronic consent early on in the year, once a year in say October, get an electronic consent for end of year tax forms, both W-2 and 1099 or 1095, and you could distribute them all electronically. Now, keep in mind, it is individual. So if you do that, many, many, many of your employees will consent. Some won't. So you're still going to need a paper copy for things like W-2s every now and again. Next, this is a big deal. One of the big issues is that on the 1095, you used to have to collect tax identification numbers from employees and every single dependent. But now, if you can't get a 10, you can simply report the full name and date of birth instead. You ever had to chase down an employee for their kids, social, before this thing, it's a big, really annoying headache. This can be skipped entirely now. Finally, if you do get in trouble, you're going to get a letter called the 226J. That's the one that comes in the mail and has a really big number on it that says the IRS thinks you owe them a lot of money. If you fail to comply with those requirements or the IRS thinks you do, they're going to send you that letter. It's going to propose a penalty. Previously, you had just 30 days to respond, barely enough time to pull together the records and consult legal. Now you get 90 days. This is a good thing. More time to gather documents, build a case, and hopefully reduce or eliminate your penalties. If you receive this letter, don't panic. Just reach out to your legal or compliance team immediately. Your people process this client, we take care of them. Just message us. If you need help, our consultation can walk you through the response process. I'd be happy to spend 30 minutes with you, just getting you know kind of what you're going to need to do to put that together. If you got one of those in the mail and you don't have someone to reach out to, just book some time with me. It'll be free. 30 minutes as long as you're a US-based business with more than 10 employees. Obviously, in this case, you'd be more than 50. Finally, there's a change in the statute of limitation and penalty assessments. Previously, the IRS could come after employers years later for ACA-related penalties. There was no statute of limitations. Now, they must assess penalties within 6 years of the filing deadline, or actual filing, whichever is later. So, this is good news. Of course, you know, we've been doing this a while. I don't normally see people go back longer than 6 years. They normally are looking about 3 years in the past when you get the letter. If you were to get a letter right now, it is probably for 2022 or 2023, and they're going to open that can of worms. And depending on how you do in that audit, it's going to determine whether they're going to be looking at all the other years too. Okay? But in most cases, it is very nice here that we finally have a statute of limitations, because originally this penalty just existed forever, all the way back to 2013. So this is good news as well. So what should you do next? Now that you know what's changed, here are 7 tips to help you take full advantage of these updates. 1, decide on your furnishing strategy. Are you going to distribute forms automatically or only upon request? If you choose the latter, work with your compliance team to draft a notice that meets the IRS requirements. 2, go digital. Consider implementing electronic distribution for forms. If you haven't already, create a system to collect and manage employee consents. It's also great for W-2s. 3, update your reporting protocols. Incorporate the new rules for TIN reporting into your process so that you don't have to stress over those dependent tax IDs. 4, make sure you're ready for any sort of IRS letter that appears. With the extended response time window, you have more time to respond to that 226J, and make sure your team knows how to handle these notices effectively. Train your team. Make sure your HR and payroll teams are up to speed on these changes and know how to communicate them to employees. Side note, really important. Some states have additional requirements for health insurance reporting. Do not overlook these. This is federal. If all this feels overwhelming, don't go it alone. People Processes specializes in helping businesses stay compliant and manage changes like this seamlessly. Reach out, drop a line below, and I'll be happy to help. To make this easier, we've created that free downloadable resource that outlines the 5 ACA updates, along with a checklist to help you implement them. You can grab your copy by checking the link in the episode description. And if you're feeling stuck or unsure about how to apply these changes in your business, I've got that free 30-minute consultation for US-based business owners with more than 10 employees. We can talk through your unique challenges, from ACA compliance to broader HR strategies, recruiting, onboarding, everything you need. It's your chance to get personalized advice and take the next step towards simplifying your HR processes. Thanks for tuning in to the Don't HR Alone podcast. Until next time, it's time to go out there and get your work done. Have a great day. I'll see you later.